Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So excited about this movie. Well, you know, here in Maine, I feel like everybody over probably the age of 10 has heard the story, read the book, and I think everybody over age 25 probably met Don Fendler somewhere along the way because he used to visit schools so often. Were you familiar with his story before you signed to do the movie?
I wasn't. I grew up in New York, and then I moved to Atlanta about 5 years ago. So I never knew about the story. The first time I heard about it was when I was reading the script for the audition, and I read the book after I got the job in preparation, and that's when I found out about it. And it's really an incredible story. I'm glad to be able to tell it in the movie.
Well, absolutely. And along with reading the book, did you watch any interviews with Don or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about physical preparation? Because I have to think that this was probably a demanding role.
Yeah, I had to lose quite a lot of weight for this. So I spent the entire summer that we filmed it running and like eating like 1,000 calories a day or whatever. Like not that much food. So I lost a lot of weight for this movie.
We're excited to see it, excited to see the story of this young man lost in the woods. But the movie and the book itself is about so much more than that. There's also a great insight into the relationship between Don and his father.
Yes, that's what I think is the most important thing. I mean, obviously, on a surface layer, the movie's about a kid getting lost on a mountain in Maine, that kid being Don Fendler. But I think what it's really about is just, like, their relationship and being able to, like, fix that and come together through this whole escapade of, you know, the whole getting lost on a mountain. And that's my favorite part of the story, is just how powerful that is and how it shows just so much, like, overcoming and just the power of the human spirit through all of that.
Well, and it was a different time. I feel like, you know, back then in the 30s, that maybe relationships between fathers and sons weren't quite the same as they are these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very close relationship with my father, but this was in the 30s. This was in, like, the early 30s. So the relationships were a lot different. People didn't talk to each other the same way that they do now.
Well, and of course, your dad is an actor, and he was with you for part of the filming, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was with me for the whole thing, but he filmed one scene in it just as a little side character, because they were like, "Hey, Matt, can you film something for us?" But that was really fun.
We're talking with Luke David Bloom. He plays Don Fendler in Lost on a Mountain in Maine. Well, of course, you've got to have that chemistry that comes with your parents in the film, and you work with a couple of terrific actors, Paul Sparks and our friend, been on our show a number of times, Maine native, Caitlin Fitzgerald. What was it like working with them?
Yeah. They were both incredible. They're the best. Caitlin was, like, such a sweetheart. It was amazing. We were filming, I had all the, like, the family scenes we filmed early on in the shooting, and it was just such a blast being able to have everybody that played my family together just hanging out. Paul Sparks is an amazing actor, but everybody was just so kind. I don't know how else to put it, but it was an amazing experience. We really were like a family.
Now, did I hear along the way that you actually saw a bear while you were filming?
Yes, we did. We were eating lunch while we were shooting some of the family scenes, and there was this hill up. It was uphill of the house where we were eating lunch. There was a whole family of bears. There was a mother and like three kids that just walked past. And everybody, they were huge, by the way. Everybody went up there and was looking at him, and I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. Everybody started filming him. And luckily, they didn't notice us, but if they wanted to take our food, they absolutely could have.
You've been doing this a long time. You know, looking through your resume, you were in The King of Staten Island with Pete Davidson. You were a regular on The Watcher. You were in Where the Crawdads Sing. But you've been doing this for almost half your life now, haven't you?
Yeah, almost. Next year, it'll be half my life, I think. I started when I was 8 years old, and I'm 15 now. So yeah, I've been doing this for a while, but I never actually got any jobs until the age of 9. So it doesn't feel like it's that long.
And does it feel like a long time ago that you actually shot Lost on a Mountain in Maine?
It's been 2 years since we shot it, and I don't think it feels that long. It was this whole, like, these past 2 years have just, like, really flown by for me. So it feels like just yesterday that I was up in the mountains filming this.
So the story takes place more than 80 years ago. It was a different time. You know, there were no technology to help you out when you're lost out there in the woods. But what is it about this story that's timeless that allowed you to relate to the character?
I think, like I mentioned earlier, but I kind of glossed over it, just... this whole movie just kind of shows, like, the resilience of people and being able to overcome difficult challenges. And I think that Don, being a kid, which was, like, that's the biggest deal in this, in, like, showing his stories, that even a child could overcome something as big of a deal as this. But I think that I just related to it. Just because if Don could go through something like that, then I can go through anything, which is just, I feel like that's why that story connected with so many people, and it required reading for fourth graders in Maine, which my dad always loves to talk about. I think that this story just really shows the message of, like, tell the people you love that you love them, with the relationship with his father and all of that. Yeah.
Did you ever find yourself filming some of those scenes when you're alone in the woods, imagining what you might do if you were ever in that situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely. First of all, if I was in that situation, I doubt I would have came out in one piece. I would have tried my hardest, but I would try to do the same thing that Don did, or, you know, reading all that, try to copy what he did, but I don't know, maybe if I had to do anything different from what he did, we'd probably just probably not walk around so much. I feel like although he did save himself that way, if he just stood in one place, I feel like he would have been found sooner. But I don't think that would have been as cool also.
Well, he became such a celebrity. And like I said, up until not long before his death, he was traveling around the state visiting schools and talking to students about this. And I wondered if you identified with that, the idea of being well-known, becoming a celebrity at a young age, which is another side to the Don Fendler story.
I don't know if I can relate to, like, being a celebrity. I wish that I could. I really like that he was traveling around going to schools. That's such an admirable thing to do. I really respect it when people, like, all the way up until, like, their 90s or however old he was when he died. I really respect when people do that. And I want to do something like that if I ever get, like, super famous. I would like to do that.
Well, we can't wait to see the film Lost on a Mountain in Maine. Luke, we so appreciate you making time for us today. Good luck with the movie and continued success in your career.
Yeah, thank you so much. Absolutely.